That's good.
I share some, this isn't about God's, hearing God's voice, this is about his healing power. Remember when I told you after church that I was having severe cramps? Like, the whole time I was sitting there, I mean, it was just excruciating. And I told Shirley, I said, oh my gosh, she says, how are you? And I said, I'm not doing too good right now. I'm having, you know, really severe cramps in my stomach. And so she laid her hands on me and she said, well, I just believe God wants to touch you and heal you. And she prayed to me. And by the time I went to sleep, I was completely healed.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And I could have gone home, taken medication, trusted in Egypt. But, you know, I just stood in faith and trusted in the living God who we're here for each other to exhort and encourage. And, you know, if I'm weak at one moment, my sister's strong and she's praying for me. So, you know.
Amen. How many of you ever feel you? Yeah, amen. That's good. How many of you ever have a feeling you don't want to bother God over something that's, did you ever think this? It's going to go away anyway? Mm-hmm. So why bother him? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really practicing a walk with him, though. You can really practice trusting him no matter what's going on. And because your brain's saying it's going to go away anyway, that's your brain. And that's not the way we need to think. We need to think depending completely on the Lord. My hope is in him. Good report. Praise the Lord. Shirley?
Well, and then just to come back on that, you know, this is why God wants us together, because her giving that report has built up my faith, because I stepped out on what God told me to do, not on what I didn't just like, well, let me just lay a hand on you and pray, but I was listening to the voice of God, and he showed me what to do. So he's building my faith, he's building her faith, he's building us up as we interact, as we hear from him, and we start acting like a body, where the hand is not just hanging here, but it can do something to work with the other hand, you know, like clapping or whatever. So it's like I can just see, you know, our the theme for this year, you know, like being transformed and putting pieces of the puzzle together. And last year, you know, like together and united. And the year before, be determined to hear the voice of God. And if we just get up and do it, then he has so much for us. I don't know all the details of what he's doing for the people who are coming to this study, but I just know in my spirit there's some big stuff going on. Everybody hasn't had time to, you know, to say a whole lot about it, but the things I've heard, it's been big. Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, the big major thing and the four keys to hearing the voice of God are, you know, getting calm before the Lord, getting quiet, stop the craziness, the beehive thoughts that are even in your meditation, even in your prayers, they try to sneak in there. I mean, how many of you know I'm really going to seek God? And bzzz, you know? Amen. But the instruction is to calm down, calm down. If you got an airline pilot up there and you're on that plane, man, I want somebody that's really calm and cool and collected. And that's how the guy came down to Potomac, because he was a seasoned pilot. He remained calm or else they all going to die, you know. And so the thing is to calm down, and the next thing is to look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. That's the one you're looking to for help. The other thing is to really get into that flow and to write or to speak what he's saying. And the, spontaneous writing, to write down what you're hearing. But first thing is to be calm. Second thing is to look to Jesus. Third thing is to
tune to spontaneity
what God is saying, and then write it down. So praise the Lord. How many of you are learning just in your daily life just to do that? And just if you're out and about, you know, Kmart, Walmart, Sears, I don't care where you are. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to praise the Lord. I had my yearly mammogram Monday, and I'm cancer-free.
Thank you. 5 years.
How many years?
Five.
That's an awesome report.
Thank you, Lord. That is
an
excellent report. Thank you.
5 years.
5 years.
I know we were working on five or six there.
5 years.
That just, it doesn't seem real, because I remember just going down there to St. Joe Women's Hospital when you were going in for that procedure. It just seemed like yesterday.
I was so thankful. So my daughters were so thankful that you were there. You know, they kept them busy, you and Shirley talking about the super diet and stuff. I think things stayed off their mind, but, you know, because when you get under the knife, you don't know what's going to happen, but God was there with me.
Amen.
I just thank you for that surgeon. She was great.
Amen, June. God bless you, honey. I see the beaming joy in your heart.
I'm going to go another 25 years.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Wonderful report. Anyone else? Are you getting a lot about hearing the voice of God? Are you learning, drawing closer to the Lord through that? I hope you are. Linda?
I just kind of am seeing the Lord putting a lot of things together, like putting the pieces together. But for a long time, God has had us understanding that a cord of many strands is not easily broken. And He's developed, you know, good, kind, loving, wonderful relationships. But a lot of people just stop at the relationship level, you know, with each other and with God, and you can't. It's a deepening of the relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I know that all of us, for a long time, those that have been in the corral of the Lord for a long time, have been seeking Him and hearing His voice along the way. But this is just like another level up of a concentrated effort, because I know a lot of times life gets going. You know, and sometimes I'll just get out of bed and fly right into the day, and I'll be driving down the road. I say, God, I can't believe I'm doing this without even saying good morning. You know?
Yes.
Like,
yep.
Oh,
yep.
Lord. You know, so a lot of our lives are like that. You know, come on, come with me, Lord, and bless everything I do. It's like the other way around. So this has been a really good teaching and a reminder from this fellow on the video. To take those few moments and hearing from the Word of God. So, but you can't just do it as part of a, that was nice, that's good information, and tuck it away with all the other things we have. It is a matter of continuing to do that. So I started doing that, you know, just really more concentrated listening and hearing from Him, just letting the flow go and then writing it down. And I asked the Lord before I went up home for my mother's funeral, what are the goals for this trip? I never have done that before. So I always, you know, God bless. You speak to Him. God always works and does all this stuff. What are the goals? And God gave me some goals, three goals to achieve. And he just did it. It's not that I'm remembering, okay, goal one, goal. It just that that's what He showed me. And then it kind of fades off in your memory. And then later on when you look at it, you go, wow, God, You did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, I had to speak at Cambridge Christian school at their chapel service Wednesday morning. So before I went there, I said, Lord, what's the goal here? You know, what do You want there? And the Lord showed some things there. So just like, to me, it's like a real cementing of another closer step in the Lord. And the more all of us do that, the better off it's going to be, because what we're trying to do is hear the Word of God. What, you know, some people, what's the next step in my life? What are you going to be doing? What are the goals for this? How do I handle that? What's going on with finances? I mean, all this stuff we've tended to handle by ourselves, mm-hmm. praying to be in God's will. And we can kind of shift it around to really be in God's will, because when you hear from God, then you're going to do the things that God says. And that's going to keep about probably 99% of the problems away from us, because most of the stuff we cause because mm-hmm. we just kind of fly into life there and didn't wait or didn't make the appropriate sequence of things. So I'm really excited about hearing from God in a deeper, very wonderful manner. But it's not mm-hmm. legal. There's no legalism to it, like this step, that step, you gotta do this and that and the other thing. There's a certain framework that you use, and then the flow comes from God's Spirit and all of it. But I'm really really blessed in it and growing in it and mm-hmm. changing in it. And it's really, really good.
I just want to have another testimony. You know, there are about maybe 12 or 14 people that come, and in that group of people, we're all different, and we're all in different places with mm-hmm. the Lord. And my daughter, Carrion, she has for so long, I mean, we pray, and I just say to her, you know, well, what are you hearing from God? Mom, God doesn't speak to me. He doesn't talk to me. And she's been saying that for the longest time. And I would say to her, well, He probably is speaking to you, but you're just not recognizing His voice yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been coming to this and very diligently practicing what she's been learning. I tell you, she's a delight to watch, because she does what the Scripture says. Mm-hmm. No matter what it feels like or how hard it is, she steps mm-hmm. out there. But she gave a testimony the other night. She said, I just never thought God was speaking to me. But now I look back and I realize He was speaking to me. I just didn't know it was Him. And now she's hearing from Him. That's such a big big step in any Christian's life. You know, not just reading words on a page, but knowing God has just spoken to me. So that's a big one, I think.
Another big one, too, is that she is cherishing others who are hearing from the Lord, that maybe she's missing something. So this is something else that goes on when you really desire to hear the voice of God. You really cherish what somebody else looking to the Lord may have to say. Because a multitude of counselors, you know, really kind of, you know, there's that many cord of many strands kind of helps us keep us on a straight and narrow. So it all has to do with humility.
I was thinking that the anointing was flowing for her because there's such humility there. I could see such humility of God, childlike. You know?
Yeah, we got to stay like children. Yeah. Very adult, very mature, but we got to have that childlike heart. I mean, it's just, we got to stay there. Just, Linda, then back to Cindy.
Shirley gave me this morning. I just want to just take a minute. This is a perfect example of hearing from God. Now, it was amazing that you gave this to me. This is so powerful. I don't know if you had read it recently or whatever, but this is how it works. This is the end result of hearing from God. This was on Monday, March 5th in the morning. And Shirley typed this up for me and said, she received a text from Linda about her mom having been taken to the hospital and things not looking too good. She asked me to pray. And Shirley then asked God, said, Father, my God, show me how to pray. And then she wrote in red what she heard from God after that. And God said, I am with her, meaning my mom, or my whatever. But anyways, that means she is in the best of hands. I love my little one and cherish her, meaning my mom. And today is 2 weeks she will have been in heaven. So
praise the Lord.
She will soon be with me. That just really put a lump in my throat because God told her that on March 5th. She will soon be with me. Do not fret. I desire you to obey me and look to me in all things. When you look, you will see me and know that my plan, my arrangement, is unlike any you could have thought of. It is good, and I am well pleased with it. Pain and sorrow only last for a little while, and then the joy will break through. Trust me. Again, I say, trust me. I am with you. I am with Harriet. And then Shirley said to the Lord, thank you, Father, for the comforting, guiding words. And she asked God another question. What do I do with these words? Date and time them, which she did, and hold for the appropriate time. I will show you then my timing is right.
Mm-hmm.
If she'd sent me this while I was up there trying to write the book, and I read that God said my mother's going to croak in a few days, I don't know what I would, how could I focus? I was free from that. I mean, I was seeking God. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then Shirley went on to ask, you know her name, Lord, and you know everything about her, meaning my mom. And then, this is very powerful. This is a special time that Harriet's my mom's name, that Harriet and I spend together. Fear is knocking at her door. And I'm glad I didn't read that back then, because I know my mom, and I love my mom so much.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very strong woman, and just the thought of her being afraid was really kind of disquieting. And then Shirley wrote, I understand that one of God's holy ones has come into her presence to minister to her. And boy, that was wonderful. God had sent someone to minister to my mom. The spirits of fear have dissipated. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father, for all your presence, Shirley goes on to say, and all power. You alone are God, and we can truly trust you on this. Comfort Linda's heart and lead her in your direction. Your way, I ask you, Lord. I ask this for all Harriet's children, and may you be glorified through them in the plan you have arranged for them all. And then Shirley goes on and says, what and how can I pray for Harriet? You see, this is specific. This is what we're learning. This is what it's all about. Not just this ethereal, I'm going to hear from God. Specific, I'm asking you questions. Not like, when is the earth going to end? No. This is specific about the situation here. She said, what and how can I pray for Harriet? You can rejoice in me. Worship and praise me, the Lord says. That is my word to you. Yes, my Lord, Shirley writes. Father, can you tell me what you mean by soon? A few days. All will be in order, orderly and without confusion. That was so true.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 33 days from the time that Shirley received this that God called my mother home. and it was wonderful, and it was orderly, and all of my brothers and sisters that live up there were by her side, and some of the grandkids and some of my aunts and uncles that are still alive. And I had prayed and asked God, please let me be with my mom when she passes, because I wasn't with my dad. I was in Arkansas writing the first book, and I didn't get to be with my dad. So there was no cell phone. I was in this little dinky town. The police came to the door the next day and told me that my dad had passed. So I said, please, God, let me be with my mom. Well, here I get this message from my sister. It doesn't look good. Looks like she's getting ready to go. I said, put the phone to her ear. I put the phone to my mom's ear, and I said, Mom, I love you with all my heart. You're the best mom in the whole world. I said, you can go now. Go be with Dad and my brother Billy and all those that love you. And then they gave the phone back to my sister. 2 minutes later, my sister Joan called me and said, what the heck did you say to Mom? She just died.
Mm-hmm.
How powerful. So, see, God really let me be there. That blessed mm-hmm. no end to know. She just kind of, she just needed permission, I guess, or something. Oh, who knows what all these things do. And one of my sisters said, the last voice she heard was yours. And in that moment, I said, the first voice she heard was mine when I was born, because I was the first kid. I went, wow, God, what a plan. What a comforting plan for me. What a comforting plan for God. What a circle of life. I mean, oh my God, Father, can you tell me what that means by soon? A few days, all will be in order, orderly, and without confusion. There wasn't the rush of the hospital. She was in the nursing home. It was just a quieting down, a shutting down of all of her systems, surrounded by love and in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Whoa, how powerful. And then Shirley said, Father, I ask that you open the eyes of all her loved ones to see and know that you are God and that there is none other. Oh, glorious Father, I pray this plan glorify you mightily and greatly. You are worthy. You are. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
I bless the Lord. And Shirley did not give that to me until today. Mm-hmm. And it was just a powerful confirmation. Now, did Shirley hear from God?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not magnifying Shirley. Shirley is just as broken and crooked as the rest of us. We know each other. We're more broken and crooked. We know this. It doesn't mean she's high and mighty. It means that in obeying God, she is getting from God what God said he would give to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So did she hear from God? Yes. How do we know she heard from God? It was confirmed because it happened. It isn't a bunch of prophets like, oh, you're going to buy a house and you're going to marry this guy and you're going to... That's not, it's junk. You ask God, he speaks to you, and it is to magnify him in all ways. I bless the Lord. Don't you want that? Don't you want to be able to talk to God like that? Don't you want to be able to ask him some questions and he give you some answers? But you have to have someone in contact, because you can have vain imagination that can go in. That's why you got to have spiritual advisors. You got to have somebody call and say, listen, I just heard this from God. What are you getting? You know, you need to have a confirmation, because the adversary can take care of vain imaginations and have a flow of that in there too. So very powerful. I just wanted to share that. That's an example. That is exactly what God's. I want that richly for each and every one of us, and for those that God brings across our path. That's what we need to teach. Mm-hmm. It's your relationship with God that needs to be built up, not with the church, not with the people. And yet, look at the fellowship. We need to come together. We need to learn. We need to worship. We need to praise God together. How wonderful. How powerful.
That's where the application comes in. So our testimonies are giving testament to what's going on. And we are learning. We are drawing closer to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Cindy, you had your hand up?
Yeah.
I had a colonoscopy in the end of March, and I got my results back, and they're all fine.
Oh,
thank
you, Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I know you're worried about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. It wasn't so bad after all, was it?
No, I woke up and thought, when are we going to get this done?
Yeah, we hear a lot of stories about it. It's not so bad.
The night before, we have to take the drink that's the worst.
Yes, ma'am.